What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Carpool Gaming. My name is Matt, and I'll be your host for this wonderful reviews events. I'm joined by the incredible Lockleth herself. What's up, Lockleth?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk about some soccer stuff with you. I see you're already rocking the hat, ready to go.
Yes, I had to rock the Liverpool hat specifically for this discussion.
Because on this episode, we are going to be giving our review for Soccer Story, out now on a whole bunch of platforms, including Switch, PC, PlayStation, Xbox, Xbox Game Pass, and so on and so forth. Give a huge shout out to Evolve PR for hooking us up with review codes. We appreciate it very, very much. Thank you for that. Now, without further ado, Lockleth, let's get into it, because we've been playing it. And before we get into the weeds of it all, I need to ask, where have you been playing Soccer Story? And how much of it have you played, roughly?
So I've been playing it on the Switch.
Nice.
And I don't know, possibly 10 hours? Because it does take me longer to get through games than the average person. And I'm not done with it yet either. I'm still on the very last area right before you get to the final cup. So I'm almost done, but... Nice. I know I still have a couple hours ahead of me. I just haven't finished.
Yeah, no, that's totally all good. As for myself, I've been playing on the Steam Deck, and I finished the game at somewhere around 9 hours, I want to say. So I'm done it. It's all finished. And let's just get into it, because I'm curious, Lockleth. What do you think? What are your first impressions coming into the game? How did you feel about Soccer Story at the beginning of the journey?
At the beginning, I liked it. Obviously, you know, I liked it throughout in regards to the story. It's my first, like, insert sport here story. So I've never played, like, Golf Story, or I know, like, a Sports Story is coming out. So this is kind of my first kind of into that type of realm. Enjoyed it. I like the art style, of course. The music's really great. Sometimes when I would leave it on idle mode, I kind of would be jamming out to the music in my head a little bit too. So I've enjoyed the story and stuff, but it was from the very beginning, a little difficult of a game.
I'm with you entirely. I do like the graphics. I do like the music. I think it is beautifully composed. I think the game looks great. There are especially some like later game areas that like you're running around and there's like cherry blossoms kicking up off the ground and stuff. Like it's very pretty. But I couldn't get Golf Story because I have played Golf Story and the Sports Story right around the corner. It's hard kind of not to compare the two, especially because a lot of what Soccer Story does is very, very much, you can see directly where the inspiration came from, even down to like the font and stuff. And I just don't think it ever hits the heights that Golf Story does. Golf Story is very, it's fun. It continuously plays with the formula. The writing is very tongue-in-cheek. It's very entertaining. And I think Soccer Story tries to hit those same notes. I just don't think it ever does so as successfully. I think, you know, while Golf Story was really good, I think Soccer Story is fine. I don't know. For me, it's, I'm kind of like, I sat on the meh, especially as we'll get into it. Like you mentioned, the difficulty coming into it. Slight spoilers for the first game of soccer in Soccer Story. You play a game against a team of literal children called the Infants. And I came into the game on the regular difficulty. Those Infants beat me so badly that I immediately dropped down to easy. And like I jumped up to the difficulty a couple times throughout the game and immediately dropped it back down because the difficulty was so harsh. It was like borderline unfair. Not that it was like, oh, this is so hard. Like, no, it like beats you into the ground. I don't know if you felt the same way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those toddlers, they were on a whole nother level. I had to drop it down to easy immediately. And I kept it on easy the entire time because all the games were kind of similar in that way. They were already difficult enough, specifically when it comes to just shooting at the keeper.
Yep.
The keeper was just all over the place, catching every shot. And that alone was difficult enough. So you kind of had to make it easy to just even get across the field just to make it in there. So yeah, I kept it on easy the entire time.
Those goalies are inhuman. Like, I swear, I swear they could, like, they, and I think that's part of the problem that I have with the game, is that there's a lot of things that are just kind of there but not explained. Like, for example, the goalies have shields, which is never explained to you until you get a move that breaks the shields, and even then it doesn't matter, because there's even when you break the shield, they're still inhuman. They'll be like in the air blocking goals that are on the ground. They'll be on the ground and then be in like seven different places at once. Like, I think the only way that I successfully scored goals was just bombing the ball from my own end of the field into the other net and just praying that it went in, or again just standing in front of the net and just mashing the shoot button over and over and over again. It was like a machine gun rattling off at the goalie as they just kind of like going over and over and over and over, and it was just like, okay, it went in, I guess, yay. And I don't know, I don't think that the soccer portion of Soccer Story was just that fun. Am I off base here? Like, how did you like the actual soccer playing in Soccer Story?
The playing itself, I mean, it wasn't too terrible. It was difficult. The keepers were godlike in a way. But I will say there was aspects to the game that you think you should be able to do, like have a very powerful shot or be able to cross it over the top to, you know, some above players and things. But you didn't really have that like you would in like FIFA or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another reason that made it very difficult, was you didn't have that at the very beginning.
Well, slight spoilers, everyone, for soccer basics. But like a 1-2 pass, like quick passing it around the field, and then the cross are basically end game unlocks, which to me, when I got to that point, because that was similarly the entire game, I was like, why can't I, like, you know, cross the ball over? Because again, the defenders are so in your face all the time. Like, why can't I pass it over them to try and, you know, work my teammates to get into the net? You can't until the literal end of the game, which feels to me like, again, and it's also like part of the other upgrades that you get, none of them ultimately feel meaningful, because none of them are ultimately that useful, because all you're going to do is shoot from your end of the field or hammer the ball in once you get up there. And it's just, I don't think it's like balanced enough for it to be very fun, even playing on easy. I every time, like, I got to the point where, like, I would get, like, you know, seven goals ahead, and then I just kind of leave my Steam Deck there, and I'd, like, start playing Marvel Snap on my phone just to, like, run the timer out, just because I was just like, I know I can keep scoring now, but I'm not having that much fun playing the actual soccer part of Soccer Story, so I'm just going to run the clock, and if they score a couple goals, whatever. But, like, that's kind of what I ended up doing, especially towards the end of the game, where you have a lot of soccer back-to-back, just because I was kind of like, I want to see where this goes. But yeah, I don't know. I personally felt like the soccer portion of Soccer Story was disappointing. I think it was just okay. And especially part of that problem was the progression system. I just don't think it worked.
Yeah, I get that too. I think I had more fun doing the fetch quests and those side things that helped you also progress the story. Like, you did have to do a lot of side quests outside of matches, finding things and solving puzzles here and there. I think I actually had more fun just kind of exploring and finding those things. Like, you learn a slide tackle very early on in the game as well, and you use it kind of like you do in Zelda with your sword to cut grass. It's the same with this. And you find coins, and those coins can be used to up your skill sets for you and for your teammates. And so I was slide tackling all over the place, and, you know, exploring and finding things that I didn't know I needed it until I, you know, met somebody, an NPC later, that I needed it for their quest. So like, I just automatically will explore things and enjoyed that part probably more than the actual matches. So I think that was one reason that I continued to play, besides the story as well, because I haven't gotten to the end, so I don't know exactly how it ends, but I have some theories as well, and I know you've mentioned it to me offline, kind of some things about what might be coming. So it makes me want to at least get through to the end, especially because I'm so close. I definitely had a lot more fun with the side bits than I did with the matches, because like you said, the matches are very long. I think they're like, what, 4 or 3 minutes long or so.
Yep.
And even the 1v1, like you play one-on-one with somebody as well. And those ones, I would make a lot of shots. I would win those like 9-0. Whereas the actual matches with more players on the field were, I would maybe win 2-0, maybe win 1-0. Like I barely squeezed it out, and those ones were more difficult, but they are very long. And so they do get kind of tedious, but I definitely enjoyed like the side bits for sure.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed the, like the outer world and like the story and the questing. I think I enjoyed it in the first half, and then the second half ultimately just starts getting, there are some challenges that are incredibly, incredibly difficult. Like again, more unfair than just challenging for the sake of being challenging. And especially towards the back half of the game, you spend a lot of time running around the entirety of the map, like finishing a quest. There's no fast travel or anything, and your character doesn't move that quickly. So I found myself getting frustrated towards the, like, especially in the back half, just because of how much I was doing. I'm in the, you know, the lower east corner of the map, and I have to go all the way up across, then back over. And like, you would do things where you would find the solution to the puzzle, but if you hadn't spoken to the right person before you found the solution, then the solution didn't matter. So like, there's a point where you're like running around collecting a broken object, and then the final piece of the broken object is right beside the person that fixes the broken object for you. But no, you have to go back across the area to speak to somebody who then sends you back across the area to that person that you were just right beside. And it's things like that that start to grate on me, because I just feel like that's, I don't know, I don't enjoy that type of game design that just has you running around mindlessly when I know, like, I'm like, okay, I know this guy's here. I know I can talk to him. I know it's what I need to do to complete the puzzle or the quest. The game's just not letting me because I didn't go back to do this one thing to come back, even though all the pieces make sense. So I think I enjoyed the first half of the game a lot more because the writing can be clever. It can be funny. Like it can be engaging. And like the world itself is interesting to explore at first, especially as you're kind of like, oh, I have this magic soccer ball. How can I interact with the environment? I just think that it ultimately lets itself down towards the end because it just ends up being more of the same over and over and over again. You're going to go and try and find this person that you have to try and remember from the beginning of the game. You're going to complete challenges that are way too difficult just because, and the game like does the whole rule of threes thing to a T. Like everything is done in triplets, regardless of whether it should or shouldn't be. Everything is done in triplets. Do this one challenge three times, do this challenge three times, do this thing three times. It's like, just let it go, Soccer Story. Let me progress. Give me something different to do. And like narratively, I just don't think it ends in a very satisfying way personally, but I'd be curious to hear your thoughts once you get there. But I don't know, Lachlan. I'm very whelmed by this game. I don't think it's a bad game, and I think I'm coming across more negative than I intend to. I just don't think it's a very good game either. I don't know.
You've definitely reached the point of you probably had a certain expectation and it just didn't hit that, or there wasn't a very satisfying ending like a lot of us hope for in games. You know, I mean, that should be pretty much bare minimum at the least. There should be some sort of satisfaction at the end, especially like just completing it should be satisfaction in and of itself. But you're right in regards to the kind of how you get lost or can get lost with some of those quests. And like, there's a lot of memory involved too. I definitely, if you do pick up the game, suggest, you know, taking notes, paying attention to some of those dialogue bits that you may not think is necessary. You know, look, remember the names of the people you're talking with, because there was one specific quest that I, you know, I reached out to you, Matt, about. I was like, where the heck is this person I need to find? And it was somebody like super early on that I met in the game, where I've already forgotten completely what their name is and where to find them, but to finish this little bit for this fetch quest, I had to go locate them. Luckily you helped me out. But it is stuff like that you have to remember that. So just take notes, you know, if you do play it, And then I will mention the one bit where I did rage quit as well, mm-hmm. which was just beating a track record time. Oh my gosh, I did it like 10 times before I was able to, and I had to like leave it for a day before getting back into it. And I know we kind of mentioned, you know, changing the difficulty, mm-hmm. But that's only the difficulty when it comes to the matches themselves and yes. not for like things like that. I kind of wish that it also, maybe there's two different settings. I kind of wish there was a setting for a difficulty for the matches and then a separate setting for quests like that, because they do get pretty difficult when mm-hmm. you get, you know, later on down the line. And like you say, everything's grouped into three. So I'm stuck on the second part of one of these quests where you have to go through it three different times, but it gets more difficult as you progress. And I'm still stuck on the second one and I haven't gotten back into it. I just need to have a better clear mindset before I get into it, because I was raging quite a bit the other night when I was trying to get through it. 100%. But I mean, yeah. Sorry, but overall, yeah. No, you're fine. Overall, it was, I've had fun regardless, but I also haven't beaten it. I haven't gotten to the end. I haven't, you know, gotten to the point of where sounds like you're at, where it's like not quite what you expected it to be. But I do wonder, because, you know, this is the first time that I have received a game ahead of its release and have tried to complete it before, you know, to do something like this. Mm-hmm. I think for us, we kind of are kind of rushing through it in a way. So mm-hmm. I think for that reason, our minds or our opinions are a little skewed, because we are just trying to get through it, but we're also trying to take notes as to what we think about it at the same time. But if you're rushing through it, and if there are like a few, maybe there's like a few minor things that are wrong with it, it sticks with you for even more so than if you are playing it for a longer period of time. If you only play it once a week, mm-hmm. and you kind of slowly progress through the story, maybe those things don't really bother you. And then overall, this is a game for you. That is something I did think about earlier today, when you've kind of mentioned some of your issues with it and stuff. Like, we do have, being content creators in a way, kind of go about finishing games a little bit differently than the average yep. person. So definitely take that part into consideration too, based on, you know, our opinions, because you might actually enjoy it. You might like mm-hmm. a golf story, where a soccer story being kind of similar in that way is fun for you, especially if you like soccer. Like, I think that's what made it more interesting for me, was because I really do love soccer. I played it a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. And I think that was another thing that kind of kept me in playing it as well, because like I actually enjoyed some of those quests that didn't pertain to the main story, but you had to shoot these targets and things. Like, I actually really liked that part. That mm-hmm. was actually really fun for me, even though it didn't help me progress the game. I didn't have to do it. I still really enjoyed it, and I did it and finished it in all the different little areas that you unlocked, because it got me something else to do versus the matches, you know?
Yeah, no, and I totally think it's a good point. I think for me, it's just, yeah, maybe like the expectations coming into it. I think part of it, and maybe I would have felt differently if they didn't like straight up name it Soccer Story with a similar font and everything. Like, I think in my expectation, maybe that set it too high in my mind, considering how much I enjoyed Golf Story and how much I'm looking forward to Sports Story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, like, you're right in that people will experience it differently. And I do think it's a game that people will enjoy. I just don't think it was ultimately one that I personally enjoyed. And yeah. I think kind of like the last thing I want to touch on before we wrap here is, I did have bugs and crashes throughout my time with the game, multiple of both, including like glitched goals where the ball would like sail over the net and like completely out of the arena and I would get a goal, or the goalie would be in the air and it would like roll across the ground and not count. So like there were things like that, and like the game straight up hard crashed for me about 3 or 4 times over my almost 10 hours with it, where it just completely froze and crashed. Did you have any like issues like that on the Switch?
So I think it crashed maybe twice.
Okay.
I was actually expecting it to do it more, and when you're a Switch player, you kind of expect those things, because the ports for the Switch are never the best. So I play Disney Dreamlight Valley, and that is way worse. than this game. So like, it's way worse. So it only crashed maybe twice where I had to restart. But there was one quest where I had to find, you know, a bunch of coconuts. And I finished that bit, but I can't turn it in. It like won't recognize, like it has the green check that I finished it, mm-hmm. like over the person, the NPC I need to speak with, but it won't let me talk to them. So I can't turn that in, but it's not, it didn't keep me from finishing the game at least. So that's good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did have a few bugs like that as well, for sure.
So I think then, Lachlan, just to round this out and finish it, do you recommend Soccer Story?
It's a very specific recommendation. I think that if you enjoy FIFA and if you love soccer as like a sport, I think I do recommend it. It is more difficult, you know, clearly, than playing a FIFA game because you already have those skill sets at the very beginning playing FIFA versus something like this. So if you want something that is more difficult, especially if you don't put it on easy, it's going to be difficult.
Yep.
Then I definitely do recommend it because there is some little extras like those side quests and those other little things that you may be missing from like a FIFA. Like FIFA doesn't have those types of things. So this might be a little bit something different if you're a soccer fan that you might actually enjoy this.
Nice. Yeah, I think for me, I think this is a great Game Pass game. I think, you know, I'm glad that it's on that service because I do think that some people will dive in and ultimately, you know, not enjoy it while other people will really find something to like here. I think while it personally wasn't for me, I do think that other people might enjoy it. So I think if you're curious and you have Game Pass, check it out there first. And then if you do want to take it on the go with you or if you want to have it on another platform, by all means. But again, or if you're just looking for something to kind of tide you over until Sports Story comes out for, you know, an 8 to 10 hour experience, I think it's fine. But just be aware that, you know, about all the things that we talked about, I don't think it's for everyone, but I do think people will enjoy it, if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
and always wishlist it too. I do that so much on the Switch. I'll wishlist something that I'm not quite sure about, and then when it comes on sale, maybe half off, then pick it up then. Because I mean, it played, besides the two crashes and the quest I can't turn in, there, you know, it played well on the Switch, and I was expecting that to be a little bit more glitchy than it was. I was actually kind of surprised in that way.
There you go. Well, that brings us to the end of our Soccer Story review. Once again, huge shout out to Evolve PR for hooking us up with review codes. We appreciate it very, very much. Let us know in the comments, are you going to be checking out Soccer Story? Are you waiting for Sports Story? Let us know what you think, because we want to know. And we'll see you on the next review. Peace.